You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Students from NCHS, BHS, U-High, West, and ISU are teaming up for a week-long virtual theater festival. The Everywhere is a Stage Festival runs November 16th through the 20th. NCHS Theater Director Kevin Vernon is one of the festival organizers. She says the students involved are getting a great lesson in creative problem solving and that the message of the festival is an important one to share at this time.
We thought it was particularly important to say, we can still do this, we can still do this art, because we can make everywhere a stage.
So what was the origin of the idea to coordinate all the schools working together?
Kind of blind luck. Miranda Buob at Bloomington High School called me up in the summer and said, what are you doing this fall? And we should collaborate. And I thought, huh. And shortly after that, Ryan Kerr from West High School calls me up and says, what are you doing this fall? And I went, you know something? We should do something about that. And we just started, you know, an email chain and calling around. And Ben Webb at University High School suggested getting the Illinois State University Theater Ed Program involved, because their kids have a thing where they need to go out into the schools and work with students, which of course they couldn't do this semester. So by doing that, we have 12 shows, over 70 kids involved. We're brand new college age directors. We have the four regular directors from the high schools, and we are mixing up all the casts. So for example, my cast, supposedly from Normal Community, has three Bloomington, four West, and one NCHS student in it. So we wanted to let people have the idea that it wasn't just, you know, just a digital replacement for your fall play, but a chance to work with other directors and a chance to work with different actors, in part because they're also missing their summer theater experience, which Ms. Buob was the director for and didn't get to do this summer. So we're kind of trying to pack all those opportunities into one thing for kids and give them a chance to get a little back from the pandemic and still find ways to work around it.
And you're doing an interesting array of plays, The 39 Steps, which is a classic. Also,
right.
She Kills Monsters, which is a very recent play. And
right.
Very apt, you're also doing 10 Ways to Survive the End of the World. Whose idea was that?
Oh, and those came directly from the ISU Theater Ed students. They were extremely well prepared. They had several choices of possible one acts that they offered to the high school theater teachers. And, you know, we said which ones we thought, well, that would go well, or well, that may be pushing it a bit for our crowd kind of thing. But we really had no particular parameters on it. We just wanted to have something that's going to be a little shorter so that we could fit multiples in, and also something that could use as many kids as possible, because the thing about online theaters, it generally has to be a small cast. Mine is about something about like an alternate universe living in teenagers' phones, and it has 8 people. Well, if you're just one school, then you're only involving 8 kids. But by getting everyone involved, we were able to cast so many more people. And there's also How to Survive Bad Auditions on Camera, which is, you know, how appropriate for
yes.
the time of coronavirus.
Well, of course, naturally, we're thinking about the students who are doing the performing, the actors. But what about students who are interested in scenic design or sound effects, that sort of thing? Are they able to be involved in this as well?
They are. It's a little harder for particularly those who build sets, but they're going to try and create backgrounds for the actors who are sitting in front of laptops. There is certainly the usual work for props kits and costume kits. The sound design person is incredibly crucial, because it is a little limited trying to do Zoom theater, basically. So you need things like sound design to create ambient sound, to create a background, to create something that's a little more believable for the audience. All of those things go together. And then, of course, there is the putting it together, and we're trying to video it in segments so we don't create extremely large files, and then we'll edit those together. So we'll be editing some of those people coming in and out of windows so it looks a little more smooth. We will be basically calling a live show and recording that so that the night that we stream it, we know that we have actual live things. Nothing could be worse than trying to live stream something and having it fail on you. So there's all kinds of actually even newer opportunities. We're involving a teacher from the vocational ed program here who does the television and video and computer classes. So it's a whole new horizon, even for the tech students.
So really, the students are getting lessons in creative problem solving by getting involved with this.
Yeah, that was really one of the things we wanted to prove to them. You know, it may not be exactly what you want. It may not be your senior year experience in theater that you had been dreaming of. But here's what we have. Let's make the best of it. And still providing them the home, really, that they feel in their extracurricular, and the chance to say, this is art. It always belongs here. It has always been a part of what we do as human beings, communicating to each other. And we need that, and we need it now, and here's a way to do it. So that's exactly what we were looking for. Problem solving, creatively turning obstacles into opportunities, the whole nine yards.
How are the students adapting to working with people they may not necessarily know? You know, they've gone through school several years with other students in the drama club, and they've grown accustomed to working with the same people. But now students from Normal Community are working with students from U High and Bloomington High School. They don't necessarily know them. Is that a bit of a challenge for the students who are working?
We thought it might be. We worried about that going in, about, okay, so we're going to have to try and create a cast out of this. But the kids took to it right away. I think they were so excited that we were going ahead and having theater and not letting these things stand in our way. And they were so excited to be doing something new that they really just readily bonded with each other. And there are some people know each other from summer theater. Some people just know each other from around town. Some people are making completely brand new friends. But really, this is part of what have been the graces, the muses smiling upon us, I suppose, is that we have the right people. We have great kids working in this. We have great directors working together. Egos are being set aside. All kinds of things are being coordinated. Work is being shared. People who have different strengths are stepping in for other things. It's really been probably the nicest thing about my year this year has been the luck that we've had with the adults and particularly with the kids.
What do you hope the students most get out of this experience, Kevin?
It's going to sound a little cliched, but literally that this is who we are. This is how we communicate to each other. This is the art that is important to us and to our audience. And this is how we can keep doing it, no matter what, whether we're sitting around a fire telling stories or in a huge, elaborate 50-piece orchestra musical. This is the art of humanity talking to humanity. And it's always important, and it always works. And somehow or another, there's always some place where you can make it the stage.
That's NCHS Theater Director Kevin Vernon. The Everywhere is a Stage Festival runs November 16th through the 20th. Find more info on the datebook page at WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.